Artists from all over the country and all over the world come to Snowmass Village for residencies at Anderson Ranch, and there's a wide body of work to take in, from previous residents and current ones. Nancy Wilhelms is the executive director at Anderson Ranch. She's in the main gallery staring at a
pink, sparkly bear constructed out of metal.
The pink, sparkly bear sits on a turquoise ball. The whole thing is a huge sculpture, probably 13 feet high. Wilhelms and I are looking at a collection of work from the 2015 Artists in Residence. It's on display for a public open house tonight. We walk over to another piece, 9 sheets of white paper arranged in a grid. The paper is punched, poked, and ripped. It's subtle in some places, not so much in others.
I don't know if I'm looking at maybe the patterns of wildlife through snow, or something that came from another galaxy.
If the work on display wasn't created at Anderson Ranch, it was at least inspired by the artist's time here, Wilhelms says. It's a coveted place to be. There are 2 residencies each year. Of the several hundred artists that apply, 14 are chosen. If you get it, you get 10 weeks of studio time.
And for a lot of people, that is enough time. But for me, apparently it's not.
That's David Zudermeister. He's a sculptor from Los Angeles and a current artist in residence. He'll display unfinished work tonight. It's not that he hasn't been productive. He tried working with wood during his residency, which he rarely does, he says. And he's made some important discoveries through spending time with other artists.
Working in ceramics, something I never really thought about was that touch is super important.
In the art world he's accustomed to, the onlooker isn't normally invited to touch the work. Zudermeister wants to buck this.
I want to make something that really people do touch, that you're really explicitly invited to touch.
Wilhelms and I also pay a visit to photographer Asya Al-Sharabi. She's from Yemen, although she's been living in Virginia for the past few years, and now in Snowmass Village. She has a bunch of photos of Yemeni women. The society is conservative, and women having their photo taken is frowned upon. So Al-Sharabi had to come up with a way to
show their outfit, but not their identity.
Which she does by taking a photo with film, developing the negative, then painting over it. It's a technique she learned and practiced here at Anderson Ranch. She shows me her favorite photo. A woman is covered from head to toe, and a little bit of her hair is showing.
To a lot of people, it looks like a ghost, but there is a beautiful woman behind it.
All this work and more will be on display beginning at 4:30 this evening at Anderson Ranch. Visitors are free to look at what's on display not only in the gallery, but also visit the studios and talk with the artists themselves. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.